All right, this is our nightly segment where I read the news, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top stories. An alleged terrorist attack rocked the town of Nice, France today, killing 80. A truck drove through a crowd gathered for Bastille Day fireworks, and a truck started shooting. Fireworks, celebration, families. It's deplorable. Just terrible news that was quickly politicized by Donald Trump, saying that this is just the beginning, which is strange since terrorism has been around for centuries. Beirut, Northern Ireland, 9/11 much? It's not the beginning, but it's definitely something that the Western world is going to have to come to terms with. Defending the defenseless. Fireworks. Donald Trump also announced tonight that he's preempting his press conference to announce his VP candidate, citing the attack in France. This after it was leaked that the choice was Indiana Governor Mike Pence, which his campaign, the Trump campaign, quickly deflected. Here's what we know about Governor Mike Pence. He loves all kind of freedom, but not the gay kind. He hosted a radio show. Anyone can do that. His grandfather was a bus driver in Chicago, came from Ireland, so pro-immigrant or anti-grandpa. His favorite ice cream is Moose Tracks. Ah, integrated ice cream. And his favorite movie is The Wizard of Oz. Now I see why he loves Donald Trump. Good. Now we up to speed? I think we're up to speed. Also tonight, Tim Tebow spoke out and said that it was just a rumor that he was going to speak at the Republican National Convention. He has no desire to speak politically. A rumor. Just like his NFL career. Ho-ho! Nobody? No sound effect? Really got to get the resources that Roe has. No sound effects. Closer to home, Mayor Emanuel is floating the idea of a $150 to $200 tax rebate for some Chicago homeowners to offset the huge property tax increase. You get the $150 rebate, and then when CPS has to raise taxes, you're guaranteed to have it, right? It's like a win-win. I think that's how win-win works, right? The Wicker Park Rock Club, the Double Door, has been ordered to clean their bathrooms. I mean, move out of their space. The Double Door has been in their Wicker Park location for almost 20 years, but the landlord wants them gone because a CVS would look so good right there. Or how about a Freshie? Wicker Park is in dire need of a Freshie. You know, I that's the best Freshie in town. It's so hip. A judge will rule on an end date coming up in August. This just in, Illinois high schools will enforce a pitch limit for high school baseball players. This to try and save young arms from elbow problems. I don't think it goes far enough. I think all high schools should go to coach pitch. You know, just like the six-year-olds. Coaches can bring their beer on the field and just lob them in there. Slow pitch while they slowly get sloppy drunk. I think it works for everybody. The Emmy nominations are out today. Lots of Chicago talent, although no Kardashians. Bummer. I'm just doing that to get a rise out of you. I like the Kardashians, but not as much as you think I like the Kardashians. Divvy Bikes are offering up free rides this weekend because the city is going to be so packed. Why not randomly ride a bike down those packed streets? Because there's nothing we love more as commuters than watching a fully dressed doofus figuring out how to ride a bike drunk. Anyway, free bikes. If I were Uber or taxis, free bikes, that's a shot across the bow. Sue, sue, sue. In weather, beauty today. Real nice. In sports, is there anything going on in sports? Hello, 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 hello. Is there anybody out there? I'm scared. It's so cold. Something, anything, in baseball. Did Madden make the Cubs pet a bunch of baby tigers in their pajamas while singing rock and roll karaoke? Anything? In basketball, did the Bulls get another veteran player to come in? What's Muggsy Bogues doing these days? Did Dwayne Wade finally put on socks? In football, did Jay Cutler frown? Did he smirk? Has Coach John Fox grown a Chicago mustache yet? In hockey, did Patrick Kane sell his condo? We need to know. And that was the report from A Day Without Sports. Baseball's back tomorrow. Cubs, Rangers, Sox, Angels. And finally tonight, a reef shark gave birth to a shark pup at the Shedd Aquarium recently. Such a cute little puppy shark. Actually, baby shark's not cute, right? One thing that is not cute is a baby shark. I mean, look at the little zombie fish face. Oh, look at you. You're so cute. You know, wait till they get older. Then they better get a job. That's the carryout for July 14, 2016. Hey, 2-for-1 tonight on Jello shots. We made too many. I mean, they're just so tasty, right? So tasty. There you go, a little late night carry out for you. That's what we should call that one. We should call it late night carry out. Coming up, Shamir. Shamir's playing Pitchfork this weekend, tomorrow night, Friday. And also, Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's the download, 720 WGN.